Charioteer, an interview with the vampire fic, written by Unique Chimera and read by KLB,
Rena Jenkins,
and Black Glass.
Turns out 21st century India's full of vampire fanatics, whose enthusiasm for Daniel's book had spawned an impromptu press tour. He's traversed the length and breadth of the country, giving interview after interview to pretty young journalists with more chutzpah than sense. The first time he felt Armand, he'd been traveling from Bangalore to Chennai on an ancient train with peeling paint. He jolted awake in his private car, the rumble of the train a distant murmur compared to the borrowed blood roaring in his ears. It was like a string within Daniel had been pulled taut. He turned in the direction of Armand, to where he knew, instinctively, Armand was, and felt something within him reach out. Miles and miles away, he felt something respond in kind. One rented car and two nights of dubious dirt road driving later, Daniel found Armand in bumfuck nowhere, Tamil Nadu. He floated in front of a temple whose summit seemed to touch the sky, his cheekbones illuminated by the full moon above them.
Armand!
Daniel got out of his car with all the grace of a raging bull.
What the fuck is this?
Armand kept staring at the temple, suspended in midair. A faint breeze made Armand's hair and the hem of his black kurta flutter. Despite everything he'd learned about vampires in the last 6 months, Daniel wondered if Armand had heard him.
I remember this place,
Armand said. So quietly, Daniel wondered if he'd hallucinated it.
You remember this?
Daniel strode towards Armand, stopping when his head was under Armand's sandals.
From when?
I was a child.
Moonlight made the whites of Armand's eyes gleam.
I prayed here, with my parents.
He floated to the temple's entrance. His big toe kissed the carving upon the threshold.
I knelt upon this stone.
He floated into the temple itself. Daniel had no choice but to follow him. He watched Armand come face to face with the idol nestled within the center of the temple.
I remember the smell of the incense,
Armand said. He cupped the idol's cheek.
I remember the garlands the priests hung around this god's neck.
He grasped the garland around the idol's neck now and rubbed one of its jasmine petals between his fingers.
When I was a boy, I wondered if the garlands were as soft as they looked.
He smiled, his teeth a flash of white in the dark.
Now I know.
Finally, Armand turned towards Daniel. His eyes glistened with unshed tears. The smile receded from his face, inch by inch, until Daniel was face to face with the expression Armand had worn right before he bit him.
Will you interview me?
Armand asked.
Will you let me tell you what I remember?
The end.